from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know, based on that ad, I'll let you know, I started working on the song for the Cutting Gold Garage Show winner.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we got to do
that.
Should
come out next week.
Okay, that'll play next week?
I think so. I'm in stage two of the process.
Okay.
The song has been selected. The lyrics have started to be written in my head. I listened to the song 6 times on my drive up to St. Joe today. And I had to switch. I couldn't listen to any more than that. So I listened to the song 6 times on my way up to St. Joe today. It's a work in progress. I think if I start writing here over the next couple of days, I'm hoping to have this bad boy out next week.
Okay, we'll be waiting for that. Again, that was an item that was bid on from a listener, and it'll be something a little different too. I do know that it's something a little different. The story behind it.
The song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It came from a listener that requested it. Unless the request changed.
Oh, did he request a song in there? No, I don't remember. Is that the one I was going with? I don't know. I'll have to go back.
It's for a business.
Oh, yes, yes. It is for a business.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not for an individual who just wants to change their life, because I thought maybe I could do that for
change
somebody.
Change their life.
You know, I thought maybe I could help
change
them.
Change their life.
Help them just, like, you know, change the way things were going in their life. But, yes, it is for a local business. That person purchased it for that. So we're going to send some business out their way. That's what
okay.
I know.
Okay.
Next week when that song debuts. They're going to have to, like, hire more servers. I mean, you know, you never know.
Hopefully.
Be a lot of people.
That'd be a good thing. We are broadcasting from Chiefs Camp. We're live from the Comcast Business Tent. Powering possibilities. Looks like they're doing their final stretches, sign of the end of practice. Not concluded yet, but they're pretty much wrapping up. And then at some point this hour, hopefully in the next 20 minutes or so, we should be joined by Mike Pinnell. Also going to hear from Joshua Williams and Hollywood Brown. Before we get into a report out of Miami, that was interesting because it makes me wonder how confident the Chiefs are in
sure.
a certain position. The three-peat stuff, I'm sure every radio hit you've done, I've got
of course, a
couple this week and one tomorrow as well. And you and I are doing these, and we're always asked one thing at the very beginning, at least for me at the beginning, and it is the three-peat. And the pressure, does it exist? How much is that talked about? All that. So far at camp...
Mildly.
Yeah, yeah.
Players are certainly asked about it at the podium, but
I don't
mildly.
Think it's going to ramp up big until mid-season, later in the year, from a national perspective. When all right, they're in first in the AFC West, and they're one of the top two or three seeds, and it's getting the second half of the season, and that's when you're like, okay, wow, the team looks the part. You know what I mean? Like, it looks the part. They're on pace to win 12 games or whatever. You know, that's when I think the conversation nationally becomes a bigger deal. And then ultimately, once the playoffs start, that's when it's full go. You're three wins away from a three-peat or something.
So I've seen teams, like just trying to go back-to-back, being the defending Super Bowl champs, I've seen it get to them right away. I've seen it get to them gold the second that it fires up. With this team, there's no way for me to put that kind of timeline on it. Think about it. Just go back at all their Super Bowl titles under Patrick Mahomes. The first Super Bowl win, the following year, did it eat them up? No, they were one of the best teams in the league. They lost in overtime in the AFC title game. They went back to the Super Bowl that year and lost. It's not like it stopped them from getting there. They went all the way back to the Super Bowl, man. Okay, now the second time that they win the Super Bowl, what happened the year after that? They went back-to-back. So there's just no way. And people have asked me this, and I'm kind of curious what other people think. So 913-586-7610 over on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, 610 Sports KC, where the live stream is as well for the video. But, like, I'll be honest, I don't think it matters until the playoffs. Talk to me week one of the playoffs. I do not think it impacts this team or the way that they talk until then, because they're just too used to it. I think that there's a rare thing you get to do when you're, like, on the Patriots level of dominance or what the Chiefs have been doing. The number of divisional titles they've won, the number of AFC title games they've hosted consecutively or been to consecutively, the number of Super Bowls they've been to in the last 6 years. I think it's hard for it to be like, a lot of pressure to get back to the Super Bowl. Like, we're there every time. It's not a lot of pressure. This is how we live our life. We wake up, this is like brushing our teeth or putting our pants. It's not like, it's not new. It's not different. It doesn't feel different.
It'll get real, though, in the postseason.
And yes. Because three-peat's a real thing, a big thing.
When you're three wins away, let's say, from three-peating, that's when every single interview you do and media availability you do, you get asked about that. Every single one will happen. And I think some of the veterans maybe won't impact. The question is, that if you're a rookie, you're like, you know this team you're joining. So if you're Xavier Worthy, this team you're joining has won two in a row.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of, I remember this happened with, winning a much smaller scale, but KU's run of winning Big 12 titles. The freshman class never wanted to be the class that stopped the long streak that they had.
Yeah, the consecutive,
right?
Big 12.
And I wonder if there's, in a certain way, if you're a rookie this year, and who knows out of the rookie class how many are going to have an impact year one. I think Worthy and Kingsley are for sure. Heck, maybe Jaden Hicks does now with the injury stuff with Reed. So you could have three players as rookie. Do they feel the pressure more later? Because they know, like, they're joining a team that's already been doing it. I don't know. That would be the only thing I could see happening earlier in the year. Otherwise, yes, it's when you're 2-3 wins away. Heck, if you're in an AFC title game and you're 2 wins away, 1 win away.
Then the pressure in the game, sure. You have more pressure, and we talked about this last year and in the AFC title game. Remember during the playoffs, we're like, who has more pressure to win this game, the Chiefs or the Bills, even though they're defending Super Bowl champions? You're like, it's the Bills.
For a lot of reasons,
it's supposed to be the team that's trying to go for back-to-back Super Bowls. It's supposed to be the team who's trying to go for a three-peat. This time, I will say, if they are in the game in the AFC title game, it's going to be, even if they're up against the Bills or the Bengals, it's going to be the Chiefs with more pressures.
Going for history.
You're going
It's like when the Patriots were going for the undefeated season.
Yeah, more pressure on you, even though you have all the rings. It's just a slightly different scenario. And so, I have a hard time sometimes justifying putting other pressure. But, like, again, I just don't think it kicks up to the playoffs. I don't think it matters at training camp. I don't think they're discussing it a lot. I also just think it's hard to think about, what if three-time defending Super Bowl champs, when you're up here in 95-degree heat in St. Joe in shells, you know? It's hard to be thinking about that. And their schedule's been like this the last couple of years. So when they take on the Ravens and the Bengals and have the chart, you know, they have all this difficult schedule in the first 6 weeks of the season.
Is that just because
the schedule is?
Is that just because we're, like, saying that there's pressure? Because I don't know, in the locker room, I feel like there's not that there isn't pressure, but for them, it's the exact same as it is every single year where, hey, we've done it. You know, it's a chance to 3-peat, but I don't know as a player if they're in that mindset of,
not today,
well, you
I
know,
think.
I don't, like, even if they're in the playoffs, like, they want to win the Super Bowl like any other year. It's not like there's more pressure because they can win three.
There is pressure to win three in a row because just no one's done it, you know?
Sure.
When nobody has ever done it, it is different. That level is different. It exists different. You know, like, it's, I know that it's not it, but that's why I don't think it matters now, like, to your point, Drew, like, where I don't think it's, I think it comes up in the week two meeting room, right, at least on that end. All right, Gold, I got to go get a snow cone, I think. Is it that time? You think practice wrapping up? Do you think we need to get a snow cone
it's
now?
It's wrapped. Mahomes took his jersey off,
okay.
So I would say.
Right.
Now, you know, some of the position. I'll let you go do that. I know some of the position groups might. Look, they're already putting Mike Pinnell in the cart, so you might want to come join us here in a second. So we'll let Cody go grab a snow cone for Chris Jones and Pinnell, assuming Chris Jones stops by. But we'll also hear from Joshua Williams and Hollywood Brown. the one thing we're all waiting to find out, and we should from the Chiefs PR staff, at least some clarity on what the reason was for Justin Watson making his way up the hill earlier. If you're just joining us, that's really the only thing that stood out overall, other than a couple nice catches from Jared Wiley today as practice wraps up, was that Justin Watson unfortunately had to leave practice early. He did go up with a cart, but in the front of it, and if you guys have been to camp, you know there's this pretty big hill they have to walk up. So that normally it makes sense. Why make the player who's already banged up walk up the hill, whether it's a leg injury or not or whatever? We don't know, but we'll try to get some clarity from the Chiefs PR staff on that. And as soon as we do, we'll let you guys know. We'll be joined by Mike Pinnell in about 60 seconds or so as he's walking up to the cart, and then we'll let you guys know what is said from some of the media availability a little bit further up the cart. We were going to talk about Emmanuel Ogba, and we can after Mike Pinnell joined us. We were going to talk about Emmanuel Ogba and just the expectation for this defensive line now that they had an opportunity to sign him, and they decided to stick with the group that is here as he signed with the Miami Dolphins. So it'll be good to get Mike Pinnell, a veteran's perspective on how camp is going. He's definitely used to this kind of stuff, and we're excited to have him joining us. We'll get him hooked up with a headset here, and Mike Pinnell from the Kansas City Chiefs joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. And our Chiefs player interviews on 610 are brought to you by the St. Joseph Convention and Visitors Bureau. Plan your trip today. Mike, it's good to have you on the show, man. How's so far treating? I know pads aren't even on yet. You've been through this multiple times. This is no first time for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's going pretty good out here, man. We got the great fans out here. The weather's a little bit hot, but like everybody says across the league, this is the hardest training camp in football.
Yeah, so you've been to, I mean, off and on here, even over the last 4 years, at some different camps. What makes it so much different?
It's just the attention to detail, man. Every day it's almost like we're getting game time reps. Coach Reed, we work on every situation. Coach Spags and his defense, it's really, you know, a chess game out here every practice.
Okay, so I got to ask at least. Chris is making us get snow cones a lot during practice. You want one?
Oh, absolutely. Come on now. I'm not turning down a snow cone. And he overflowed it for your boy. All
right. That's right. Yeah, I don't know what flavor you like or whatever. But
yeah, I had to just guess, man. It was raspberry, rocket pop, and grape. So I hope that that's
you did your thing right.
That felt like a really safe flavor combination.
Is today the hottest day at camp so far? Feels like it for us. We're not even out there running.
To be honest, I'd have to say it's the first day. All maybe right. It was just because of the first day back and it rained the night before. Human. But today wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad.
When you look at what this team is, we were just asking ourselves the question, like, how much does it come up in locker room conversation? Like, oh, three-peat, right, got to do it. I figure that doesn't kick up to the postseason until you feel that. I think it's hard to think about that when you're sitting up in 90-degree days in St. Joe. Feels like a fresh start.
I mean, to be honest with you, a lot of the guys on this team have been a part of a Super Bowl team, except for the young guys, a couple newcomers.
Yeah.
But everybody has that intent. We don't have to talk about it every single day, but when we're coming out here, we know that that's the goal, basically. That's it. That's what we all want. That's all what we're working towards. We don't have to talk about it every day.
Is it hard not to put the card ahead, you know, like to try to do more than you need to on day one? Does that make sense? Because it's a buildup, right? Is it hard not to try to do more than you need to at this stage in order to get to that inevitable goal?
I mean, yeah, you know, the young guys, they don't get the tempo a little bit. That keeps the older guys young. But like I said, we got like a veteran group. We got a lot of pros that's been in this situation before. We got a lot of successful players that's been doing it for a long time. So everybody picks each other up, and everybody has a working intent, and everybody even gets work early before and after practice.
I saw you coming on the field. You looked pretty hyped up. What was going on?
Listen,
you came on the field. You were like making a scene coming down.
Listen, I got to every day, man. I mean, these fans come out here, you know, I don't know if they're taking off of work or if they're missing school, but I know that everybody, we appreciate them being out here, and they bring the energy for real for that 9 a.m. practice.
What's a tip or trick maybe you give some of the young guys? I mean, how many camps is this for you that maybe you pick on to make the, whether it's in the dorm room, whether it's here on the field, how do you make time pass? Because I imagine there's some days, maybe a week or so from now, where the grind really starts to hit you.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these guys, man, they love football, man. This is my 11th year. I've been through quite a few camps, and genuinely, they've done, you know, Veach, you know, and everybody in upstairs, they've done a good job of bringing guys in here that love football. Nobody here is coming out here like, oh, dredging for practice. Everybody's excited to excel and take their game to another level.
So Pat brought a TV for the first time. Do you bring different stuff up every year to try to entertain? Like, you bring NCAA college football. What do you do to, you know, like, actually pass the time sometimes?
For me, you know, when I'm away from the game during the off season, you know, I do the things I like to do, travel and all that kind of stuff. But when I'm here from when we report from camp till the end, I'm total football. I don't really need a TV or anything like that. I'm watching film. I'm trying to get a jump start on guys we're watching in the preseason and in regular season. So for me, it's all football, and I love it.
What was your favorite place to travel to this off season?
Favorite place I traveled to? I went to Tokyo.
Tokyo?
Yeah.
Wow. First time?
That was my second time.
Second time, okay.
Yeah.
So you liked it enough, you went back again.
Oh, I love it. I'll try to go every year. I'll try to go every year. Yeah, I love it. Love sushi.
Is it the food? What's the main thing for you out there?
It's everything, really. The food, the culture, the experiences, the architecture, the nature, the history. I mean, I just think Tokyo's a vibe. I'm a big ramen fan myself. So
oh, me too.
I need a good bowl of ramen, yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Tell him he should try sushi. He says he doesn't like sushi. He's never eaten it.
So I'm a picky eater, Mike. Okay. I'm a picky eater. They give me a hard time. What do I start with, the California roll? What do I do?
No, that's not sushi, man. Are you a texture guy?
Yeah, well, so yes. So now everything's a little different. This is way too much information, but basically, since December, I can't smell anymore out of nowhere. So all food tastes a little different right now.
Oh, maybe you're good to go.
Then that's a perfect time to try new food.
Exactly. So, like, you know, just try a little amikaze, you know, get a little amikaze boat and just close your eyes.
It's close like, my you know, eyes.
See, if
Enjoy
I say it,
eyes.
If I say it, you're not going to want to try it. Like a little sashimi, a little raw fish, but it doesn't taste how you think it does. Very mild taste, you know.
Yeah,
good
dude,
finger
like,
food.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Even like the really good ahi stuff, you'll be fine.
Oh, man, I love it. I love eel rolls and everything like that. Uni, a little umami, yeah.
You know what I like?
I mean, you're good. You're trying to sell me. Look, you're more likely to convince me than Cody is.
Okay,
you know,
he's never going to believe me.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
He's never going to believe me.
Yeah.
Look, it sounds like you're a big food guy.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
I feel like sometimes we talk. I think, you know what? I'll be honest. I think football players are better about being adventurous eaters than baseball players.
Absolutely.
Anytime we talk to baseball players, it's like they've just been eating chicken fingers since they were like stuck there. Are there more adventurous eaters like you? I mean, are there guys out here that try a bunch of stuff?
We got a lot of people that like, you know, fine dining the cuisine. You know, Justin Reed, Chris Jones, George is really, he flies in different meats from Greece and everything and has the guys over. So we're all kind of just trying different stuff together. We all are. We all like that kind
of
palate.
So who's the best? Is it George? Who's the best, I guess, cook or, you know, who can grill pretty good on the team then?
I'm going to say that I'm the best cook, but I have to give it to George this year. He is the best griller on the team. His grilled lamb chops, oh, man. Like, I'm always trying to get invited to George's house for a barbecue.
So he takes it pretty seriously. Does he have the whole, he has the whole setup?
Oh,
your
absolutely.
Goal is to get to George's house one time. How can I get to that? I want to eat this meal one time.
I want to get there once a week. Once a week.
That's
the new goal for me. Hey, I saw in the middle of the practice, looked like Chris Jones was talking to you guys.
Yeah.
Giving you the business a little? The energy.
Yeah.
He's talking to the defensive line group, it looks
absolutely.
Like.
Just, you know, he has a standard. A standard that he has for himself is very, very high because he's a very successful player for a long time. So it's easy to watch him work and pick up a few of his energy. But he's a great vet, man. He knows, you know, when guys are having a hard day like that, sometimes he's got to bring it up and give a little bit of motivation. And because of who he is, you know, guys are going to listen.
Is there anybody who comes with more consistent energy than him every day? He just seems like he's in a good mood every day. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, all of our guys are pretty consistent, man. I'd have to say Turk, man. Turk is always there to work. If any day I'm there and I'm down, I can look at Chris, I can look at Turk, and they're ready to work every day, man.
We got Mike Pinnell joining us here on 610 Sports Radio from Chiefs Training Camp. I want to ask you about Felix Anuyike-Uzomah. He's someone last year, he had, obviously in the Super Bowl, he makes a huge play for you guys. Mm-hmm. Last year didn't play a whole lot. Now it's year two. He's still a really young guy. What have you seen from him, and do you notice a difference already here at camp compared to a year ago?
Absolutely. I mean, with Felix, as you know, in the NFL, the most important jump for a player is from year one to year two. And, I mean, if you guys seen it out there today, that guy is winning. He's winning at a more consistent level. His confidence is up. He got a better grasp on the playbook. He's understanding what he's able to do as a pass rusher, and he's excelling at those things. And, I mean, he got vets that's just staying in his ear. Me, Mike, George, Chris, keeping his confidence up with his pass rush, and is really, like, showing on the field. Really, really proud of his development right now.
It just seems like it's so deep. It's got to be, like, a hard group to crack through.
Absolutely.
Like, you got to really earn your playing time with the number of guys you guys have.
Yeah, and it's not given. Anywhere on our defensive line, playing time not given. Like, even for me, you got to earn it every single year. And that's why these guys in this group are so tight-knit. And when we need to play at a high level, we do.
How easy was it last year? He had said, like, when you come back to the Chiefs, like, hey, we'd like you to come back to the Chiefs. Like, sold. Was it, I mean, that simple?
Yeah.
What was the conversation?
That was my plan for last year. You know, me and my agents had a plan together that, you know, we wanted to wait and at least, you know, be with the playoff team that could use my assets and my ability to most affect their scheme. And I was just thankful that, you know, it worked out like it did the first time. Week eight, you know, they called me. I had to take a little time to get ready more than I liked. And it was just a blessing to come back. It was just like I never left when I came back last year.
How many more years do you think you got?
For me, my mom wants me to at least get two more.
Okay.
So, I mean, thankfully, God enough, my body's feeling good. It's really, really hard to play anywhere else in Kansas City. So I know the goal for me this year is to play at the same level more consistently and be able to make it hard for them not to want me to come back next year. That's my goal this year.
I like that your mom's heard it's 2 years. She's got an idea for you?
Yeah, it's never one more with her. You know, Mama Pinnell, she's the one that motivates me the most about this football stuff. So,
is she the one who taught you to cook, too?
Absolutely. Yeah, she got tired of cooking so many meals. I had to teach myself.
Probably a lot. We think it's a lot to feed teenagers in general. I imagine a teenager of your size probably different.
Oh, man, listen. I was eating whole watermelons, 10-pound bag of oranges, and a loaf of bread of peanut butter and jellies every day in the summer.
She had to work a second job,
baby. Yeah, facts. She was always at work to support it.
Man, oh, man.
That's why that lady deserves everything, man. She deserves everything.
Okay.
Mike Pinnell joining us here from Chiefs Camp. Good to talk to you, man. I'll least consider now. Mm-hmm. I'll at least consider now some of the sushi options.
So, wait, are you a ramen fan, too?
Like, well, not – how? What, we just talking about basic ramen? I know there's restaurants
like the soft-boiled eggs.
See, when we say ramen, everybody thinks the packet ramen.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
No. Kansas City is on the uprise for ramen. Samazama Ramen, KC Ramen House, I believe.
I always like Bo Roo. There's a couple of
spots. KC Ramen House, one of those.
It's so good.
So it's just a good mix. It's just not the noodles. There's a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the owner's from Tokyo. I mean, they're making the broth. It's not what you think. I think it's Zamarama. That's my favorite one in Westport. And then I think KC Ramen House. I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
We got recommendations.
Maybe we're going to have to go to maybe.
Show's going to go get some ramen.
Absolutely.
Like I might have to have you bring Chris Jones his snow cone. He didn't come by.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you guys so much.
Good to see you. There you go. That's Chiefs defensive lineman Mike Pinnell joining us from Chiefs training camp. All our Chiefs player interviews brought to you by the St. Joseph Convention and Visitors Bureau. Plan your trip today. And, look, I mean, when we think about the upcoming season, Drew, you mentioned it before Mike came on. We asked him about the three-peat stuff. And it's like, it's not something that they're really discussing at this point. A lot of the guys have already used to going back-to-back. He did mention the young players, though. He's like, we got a couple young players. Maybe it's different for them. I think that's the question is, how do you, if you're Jaden Hicks or one of these other young players, how does that not impact you?
But think about how quickly those guys have to get, like, indoctrinated to it. We had Shamari Connor on, right, on Monday? He's already a Super Bowl champ. He's a one-year player.
Right.
It's not even been around forever.
Yep.
Some of these guys have been in the league for just 2 years and know only winning Super Bowls. Over the course, if you think about when, like, Creed and Trey came in, they've been in the league 3 years. They've won 2 Super Bowls. They've been to 3 AFC title games. I just think you kind of get indoctrinated. You don't have much of a choice, Gold, after a while of the, like, and they very rarely are asking a rookie, like, hey, put all the pressure of the three-peat on you, kid. Like, just keep following the lead. Do what everyone else is doing, and we'll probably be fine here.
Yeah, for him, he's 33 years old now, Mike Pinnell is, and he said he's won 2 more years in the league. You know, the fact that they brought him back towards the end
of
last
season. Your mom says you want to work 2 more years. It's kind of hard to be like, no, Mom, sorry. Only one for me.
Yeah.
Look, he's a good defensive line guy.
And a strong recommendation for ramen. Okay.
I love ramen.
Made a strong case to try that. I've seen, like, there's some different ramen places pop up around town. So I kind of know what he's talking about. But, yes, I when you ask, have I ever had ramen, I'm just talking about the cheap dollar ones from college.
No.
You know, the 12-pack for $2.99 in college.
No, we're talking about the real, like, you've seen a photo of, like, a good ramen dish, I assume, right?
I mean, I thought that was more like dumplings.
No. it's essentially kind of like, I don't know how to describe it. Like,
so it's got the noodle, it's got a chicken broth, and it's got
it might have other veggies.
A lot going on there.
The broth is flavorful, usually like a soft-boiled egg.
There's a lot going on in that thing.
Yeah, there's all kinds. Dude, they're so good. Ramen's a great dish, and you probably like that. That's like,
actually,
that's no different than getting like Chinese or any. You like other cuisine. You'd probably like ramen.
Yeah, the sushi part.
Maybe let's start there.
Sushi part, I don't know.
You and I will go get ramen. We'll get one roll, and you can just try a piece. Whatever you don't eat, I'll eat it.
It can't be any shellfish, though. Otherwise, we got a problem.
We'll get to something nice.
We got a problem.
Ubi, which he's mentioned, that's octopus. You're probably fine there. That's not shellfish. No shells there. No good?
Octopus, man.
Have you ever had calamari?
No.
I like the video stream people. Someone just, like, he said, man, that guy's arms are effing massive.
Oh, he's a big dude.
Mike Pinnell's not
this,
small.
This chair is
we
not,
switched chairs
we did, because, so I'm sitting in a plastic chair. And we also had a plastic chair in the middle, and we swapped because this is not a shot at him. I was a little worried.
I was worried about the stability.
It moves on us.
Plastic.
It moves on us. And he's, what is he pushing these days? You think?
I don't know. But like, this chair looks kind of rusty and beat up. The one you're in, We couldn't trust it, its integrity.
Mike Pinnell, 333. Okay, so we got to have a stable chair.
And so we got a nice, Mike, solid metal chair. Great guest. Really fun talking to him.
Text line says, Mike Pinnell, one of the best personalities on the team. Great interview. Wears number 69 as well. He's the GOAT.
Should have asked him about that. Was he wearing 69 before?
I don't know. I don't know if he was or not. I don't think, you know. Is that just the number that was? The photos, it looks like he was wearing, in a Chiefs uniform, he was wearing 64 when he was with the Packers. 69 was available here. Obviously, the best player to wear 69 in the Chiefs uniform was?
I don't know.
You know. Rod Allen.
Oh, Jerry. Yeah, you know. Yeah, that's probably. Yeah, that makes sense. As a future Hall of Famer, did he get in yet?
He's been a finalist. I don't think he's gotten in. He's been a finalist.
I feel like he's one of those, like, give it time guys, and eventually he'll get in. But, yeah, I actually think you're right. I don't think he's actually in yet.
All right, up next, we'll get to the Chiefs Red Half Hour. We're going to hear Hollywood Brown, hear from him. We're going to hear from Joshua Williams. And we'll get back into where things stand with Justin Watson, who left practice earlier today. That's next on Cody and Gold.
You're listening to Cody and Gold. Subscribe and download the 249 Miles of Football podcast hosted by Drew Nixon on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts with new episodes released every Wednesday. Brought to you by Heartland Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Thousands of men have been successfully treated for low T, ED, and more, all with discretion and compassion. Make your appointment at heartlandmenshealth.com. 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Chiefs Kingdom, this is Mitch Holtis, and welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour on Cody and Gold, every day at 11:30 on your official broadcast partner, the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Chiefs Red Half Hour here on Cody and Gold, up in St. Joe. We continue broadcasting live, and thanks
to the only show.
That's right. Thanks to Mike Pinnell for joining us. We're going to hear from Joshua Williams and Hollywood Brown in just a second. Multiple on the text line took issue with our number 69 comment. They said, Jared Allen, yes. Someone said, what about Willie Lanier as well? Now already a Hall of Famer. So there you go. That's from a couple of people on the text
line. Boy, they've got a lot of great 69s. Who knew?
Drop.
Nice.
There's a drop. Very nice. Very, very nice. A couple updates on the injury front today. We mentioned during practice, Justin Watson went up the hill in the front of a cart. We now know the full extent, but at least what it is. So for Justin Watson, it is a foot injury of some sort. We don't know any more than that. Foot injury. Could be very minor. Hopefully that's what it is.
Usually when they're available next is the most telling sign.
Yep, we'll be out here
Friday. Available on Friday?
Yep, no practice tomorrow. Padded practice on Friday. Also, towards the end of practice, Nazee Johnson was in the medical tent. They were looking at perhaps his right knee, and that is officially what they're saying the injury is. A knee injury, based on some of the reporters that were closer to the medical tent than we are from our location, they were noticing that it's the same knee they're looking at that he recovered from a torn ACL coming into the season, so hopefully it is not anything related to that, because that would be brutal for him personally.
Yeah.
And also, as Spags has said, they view
player
it
they like.
A competition for the number two spot between Joshua Williams, who we're going to hear from in a little bit, Jalen Watson, and Nazee Johnson.
Yeah,
and Nazee Johnson was a story at camp last year until the injury.
He really was, and he played really well at camp, both at corner and at safety. He's just like a versatile guy for them that they really enjoyed, and so... Yeah, it would not be an insignificant injury if they're considering the cornerback two thing, which is a position you and I have said, if you want to have a concern over a couple of positions, that would certainly be one of the ones you would look at, because you don't know what you're going to do in the absence of legarious need. So we'll see. It's worth keeping an eye on. It certainly is both of those guys, obviously.
Johnson's a little more concerning only because that I know he's further on the depth chart potentially, but because he already had a knee injury last year, and if the same knee, something's flared up or whatever, that's always concerning. Justin Watson, look, he became a crucial piece. So, you know, he's further down the depth chart, but if Rice were to miss time, if they want someone that's a reliable target, I know long-term and even last year nobody wanted it to be Justin Watson, but he helped them out in big spots when they needed it. Hopefully this year he's not as needed, but he's also a huge special teams piece for them. So
would be a big moment for Nico Remigio. I know that that's a name that we've like said, hey, yep, don't pay attention to that last year. This year, if Justin Watson were to miss any time, he would be the logical physical replacement, the special teams replacement. Like, he kind of does some of the same things. Does that make sense?
At least Justin Watson was in the front of the cart, not the back of the cart.
So this is like sometimes we come up here, I just get, like, deja vu.
Oh, it is. It is deja vu.
Like, I mean,
dude, every day it's this.
Talking front and back, a cart, we're talking. Like, it's just God.
We're under camp.
Am I living the same life?
There's going to be a couple practices, unfortunately, where a player will leave early due to an injury. You hope it's never a huge news when it comes to an injury.
Yep.
And then, you're interested in what the rookies are looking like and newcomers. I mean, because the guys have been here for a while. Yeah, it is kind of the same. But newcomers, what does Hollywood Brown look like? What does Josh Williams maybe look like as the number two corner? And, of course, Xavier Worthy, when he's back out here after his strep throat illness, that's why he did not practice today. Hopefully Friday, when we're back up here, when they have their first padded practice, then that's something we're going to see. Thinking of Hollywood Brown, though, let's hear a little bit from him. He spoke very briefly to members of the media about how camp is going so far and obviously one of the biggest acquisitions in the offseason for the Chiefs.
Camp as a member of the Chiefs?
I like the pace. It's been fun, great competition, so excited to keep going.
How much different is it than what you've experienced in the past?
A lot different. The pace is a lot faster here.
How are you for you? How do you feel on the same page with Patrick to where you guys see things the same way against the look?
I think it started way back in the offseason. And a lot of things, it made it a lot easier for me coming to the team, and he had me, on the same page at a lot of things.
Hey, Hollywood, Xavier had that deep catch a couple days ago. You guys got to watch film of it. What was most impressive to you about that catch?
Just the ball tracking ability. People don't know how tough it is, to be running and tracking a ball like that. So it was impressive.
Why is it tough on a play like that?
I mean, just to be running at a top speed, tracking the ball, running sideways, it's just not something easy to do.
Matt Nagy really complimented you on your mental acuity and what you've been able to do playbook-wise. Just how has that process gone for you? Why do you think you've been able to have an edge?
It's my job. Really just come in and show the guys that if I could come in and I could be on top of things and I just got here, it pushes everyone else, to be better, and it raised the competition in the room.
How has Patrick been behind the scenes and kind of getting you acclimated in that fashion?
Yeah, good. Like I said, he helped me a lot way before I even got here, so it was great.
How do you feel about the wide receiver core that you guys have, the potential that you've seen right now?
I'm excited. God willing, we all stay healthy and we just keep building, keep pushing each other. I think, the sky's the limit what we could do.
So you guys get a day off tomorrow before you put the pads on Friday. Any special plans on how to spend your day off?
Spend some time with my family, get my body right, get ready for it. It's not that long of off day, so you got to get ready.
Anything else?
You've obviously been on Packer for a while now, but I guess what was it like for him to sort of identify your talent and see what he says and see for yourself how much it lines up with what you can do in the
offense? I mean, I got big self-belief in myself. I mean, Pat being one of the best in the game, to recognize what I could bring to the table. I mean, it is what it is. You know, I'm just coming in to help and really compete, try to win the Super Bowl.
Last one.
It seems like there's been a bigger emphasis in this year's game about getting the ball down the field. Do you feel like there's more of an emphasis here on that than maybe there was in Arizona the last couple of years, or Baltimore before that, for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we got the guys to do it. Coach is putting us in great position to do it. And, you know, Pat put it on the money every time. So we've been lighting it up. It's been fun.
That was Hollywood Brown. Had a smile on his face. You can hear the excitement in his voice.
Yeah.
When he was at one, hey, are you guys focusing on the deep passing ability more here than you did in your prior stops? He said yes to that, but then, you know, he's talking about Mahomes that always puts it on the money. Look, Lamar Jackson, we talk all the time. People discredit him because, you know, he's not the same passer as some other guys, even though he's gotten better. The guy's a two-time MVP award winner, but at the same
time,
not
a bad quarterback.
But at the same time, different level with Patrick Mahomes, as sure, we all know. And for Hollywood Brown, a big year, as we know he has an opportunity to go get paid in the offseason if he has a huge season in Kansas City, whether it's here or elsewhere. And the ball tracking part, he was asked about Xavier Worthy, and he said the thing that's impressing him watching Worthy in the one practice here, but he's worked out with him all offseason,
sure,
is that he can track the ball, and those should be great words to hear
words
for
to,
Chiefs fans.
Yeah.
Right?
That warms my heart to actually hear that when you think about it. And, yeah, I would think that there is still a difference between those. And, honestly, I'm really excited to see the pads because, to this point, Patrick Mahomes seems like he is on one at camp. Every single camp seems like there are not a lot of misses, man. He's dropping dart after. And, like, look, sometimes camp is like you throw a few picks and you test some things and you figure out where you are. And he's definitely throwing some no looks and some off balance and some throw it up in the air to make your guy go get it kind of throws. And it just seems like right now it's all connecting. Once they start, like, trying to hit each other, not him, but try to hit each other,
yeah.
Then I want to see kind of when the physicality comes in.
Yeah, Friday. Friday's
it
the
also
first,
gives us a
first
chance.
One.
It gives us a chance. I was going to ask Mike Pinnell about it, but I kind of forgot. But, you know, like, what are the things, like, he'd mentioned, like, the young guys, they're always just, like, coming to this, like, 100%. Because it just reminds me last year, Travis got mad, like, three different times in padded practices last year because some young safety always is trying to, like, test him a little bit. And he's like, listen, I ain't doing this. Like, you and I, we're not doing this. You're not proving yourself against me. I'm Travis Kelce. You're not going to beat up on me just to try to make a point.
There was a lot going on.
Make it with somebody else.
I think that last year, too, there was a lot going on we didn't know at the time with Travis Kelce.
He is dating. What do you mean? He was freshly dating Taylor Swift?
And at the time, it was not public knowledge. I wonder if that had led to some more stress. And then, look, the Chiefs, how many times, though, Cody, in big spots, including at the goal line, when Zay Flowers was stretching for a touchdown, though, did it help that they punched out a football? So, actually, I think some of that actually helped them from camp a year ago. But you're right. You're right. I mean, Mike Pinnell mentioning the young guys, you know, maybe don't understand the tempo as much, and so that's how it keeps him young as well. Like, whether you're overtaxing yourself in a play or just recognizing the tempo that's going to be required for an Andy Reid training camp. And the first thing, you were still grabbing the snow cone, the first thing Pinnell said basically is, like, is why it's the toughest camp in the NFL.
You heard Hollywood Brown. I mean, everybody knows it. It is not. I do not think this is just something people say.
No, it's a real thing in Kansas
City. Jason Kelce talked about it. He said, dude, I hated his camps because they are not for the faint of heart. And every year there's the story that's like ex-rookie vomited everywhere. Day one of camp or day two of camp. And then they had to like solve their problem that way. And so, pretty consistently, it seems like that the case is that, you know, Andy tests these dudes, which is fine. Good. I like that Andy runs. It's not like it's, again, the same thing you and I have talked about. It's not exactly a bad thing, is it? Because
our training camp coverage presented by Technology Group Solutions, the official IT provider of your Kansas City Chiefs. All right, let's go back out to the tent and hear from Chiefs corner Joshua Williams. Has a chance to win the number two job, and it sounds like this is something, sounds obvious, but truly he's outspoken how much he wants that number two spot.
These good receivers, Hollywood Brown, I know Xavier Worthy's only here for one day, but how much of a difference between this year and last year with the addition of speed?
I mean, even last year, I thought we had some good guys in there, you know, bringing us good competition, good work, making us better. But especially this year, you know, with the additions of Hollywood, you know, we got X out there, and even a lot of the other guys, Sky out there working, Jay Ross, all of these guys, you know, Rashid, they're always giving us work, helping the defense get better and making us all better as a whole, as a unit.
Steve Spagnuolo's been open and just saying, you know, it is an open competition between you, Watson, and Nazi for that quarterback role. How are you approaching that dynamic?
I'm approaching it like I want it. You know, I'm sure they do too. They're great athletes. They're great competitors. They're all professional. And, you know, I'm sure we're all attacking the same way, but 100% I want it. I'm going to do everything I need to do to step into there and continue competing.
How do you feel a sense the offense is pushing the ball downfield with more emphasis this camp than it maybe in the last couple of years?
I'm sure, you know, some people may say that. You know, I think we're versatile. We got the job done the last 2 years, and I think we're going to be even better this upcoming year with the additions we made. You know, the offense is always trying to get better and adapt to just how people are playing them with just new people, new plays, and, you know, they're doing a great job so far.
Not necessarily really a philosophical difference. Sort of feels the same, but they're just working hard at it.
Yeah, I'm no philosopher, so, you know, but hey, they're definitely throwing a little deep, you know. Most definitely. Consistency. You know, I feel like there's a lot of things I do well on one play, and then, you know, next play, you know, that may go away. Just maybe lack of discipline, lack of focus, whatever that is. I want to be as good as I can every single play, every single snap.
What was it like last year? Obviously, you were part of a rotation last year. Obviously, Legarius is having a great season, but is there a difference in terms of being in a rotation versus trying, as Pete said, to get that spot to get, you know, more snaps, more opportunities?
Absolutely. I think there's a clear just, you know, snap count difference. Somebody playing 60 snaps versus 20, you know, that's a difference. You know, it's more demanding, and you know, you have to be more consistent when you're out there. You know, you're out there every snap compared to, you know, being out there only in certain packages and rotating. So, you know, that's something, you know, I'm ready to adjust to, and I'm willing to adjust to.
Joshua, how different was this offseason, even this camp been so far, compared to, you know, like even last year, as far as just your comfort level or your different approach, or and just, you know, getting maybe more comfortable with everything?
You know, one thing Coach Spags is always saying is, you know, growth comes while you're being uncomfortable. So, you know, I might be used to the regimen or routine of being up here at St. Joe, but I'm, you know, constantly trying to work on something that I'm not so good at, or, you know, something that I know needs to be improved upon. So, you know, just all the things that I feel like I could be better at, I'm trying to work at, putting myself in uncomfortable positions, just trying to find that growth area.
What's the comfortable positions that you put yourself into?
As far as, you know, we press a lot, you know, whether that's, you know, me winning every press rep, you know, that's hard, that's uncomfortable, or, you know, possibly playing off. You know, we don't play off a lot. That's something I'm trying to work on. So just everything, man. There's anything in my game where I know there's room for improvement, I'm trying to improve upon.
What's the impression the most about Shamari and his ability on the inside there?
Just as young as he is, to be able to come in and play those different roles they put him in, you know, it's very impressive. He's a great player, very sharp, very disciplined. So, you know, the coach asks a lot of him, and he delivers.
Two more. You've got such a young group of guys at corner, and losing Legarius, who was, you know, a little bit older, who could be kind of that leader and guy that you look up to. Do you kind of see yourself as being kind of one of those guys now, especially, you know, with you and you know, we've got a lot of you guys that are third-year guys. And then, but you've got a lot of young guys coming in this year too. I mean, you kind of look at yourself and start to become one of those leaders?
I would love to be that. You know, LJ was a great player. You know, he was an all-pro level player. And, you know, I definitely took notes from him, leadership styles, you know, play style, all of those type of things. You know, that's something I try to just take notes of and little tidbits add to my game. And every day I'm working to, you know, become the best me I can be, but I'm definitely taking tips from how Sneed approached it.
Sorry, Josh, you've been able to get to mountaintop twice, and you're having to reset here. How do you approach keeping that hunger to essentially restart all over the track?
You know, just me coming into a opportunity, you know, with LJ leaving, I feel like that's a challenge in itself. So, you know, the first 2 years, you know, was a different role. The opportunity opened up with such a great player like LJ leaving. You know, I'm just doing everything I can to show the coaches that I'm, you know, prepared, and I'm willing to do everything possible to step in there.
Last one right here.
So Dave Barrett is one of the best secondary coaches in the league. He has a great reputation for developing young talent. What makes him so special? Can you share what makes him so successful as a defensive backs coach?
Right. Just, you know, the type of people he's been around. You know, he's very, very demanding of people, but he also gives you that level of, okay, you know, I understand you messed up. Let's work on it. You know, let's help you get better on this area. So holding every player to a high standard and being able to coach every single different type of player, I think is what makes him, you know, able to coach at the level he does. And, you know, you see it with the people he's put out and will continue to put out.
So that was Josh Williams talking to the media after practice today, in a nice position to potentially be the number two corner for this football team. And I think he mentioned being physical and pressing at the line of scrimmage. And all. We know LeJarius Sneed was one of the most physical corners in all of football. How do you?
I'll never forget that clip of him shouting Tyreek.
Yeah. So like, whoever fills the void left behind from Sneed, I would think between Watson. I'm not saying Jalen Watson's not a physical player too, but between Watson, Nazi Johnson, if he's healthy, and Josh Williams, to me, the guy that's the number two corner, at least I would think they will choose whoever they think's the most physical of the group.
Yeah, provides
and
a different skill set.
And Williams has a little more length, too.
Because Trent McDuffie doesn't have to be physical. He will live in your hip. Like, that's it. He's just going to sit next to you the entire time, essentially offering you no respite, no break, no space. That's been the way he's played corner the entire time he's been in the league, and I assume that'll still be the case. They're going to want, because what they're trying to fill in LeJarius Sneed from previous year was he was the blitzing guy for a chunk of last year. By the way, they moved off of that later in the year, and then we're using other guys.
Yeah, Jamari Connor, we had on a couple days ago, might end up being that guy.
And Trent McDuffie. And so, like, they've used other people, so you don't have to necessarily be the blitz guy, but you got to be able to do it sometimes. Spags wants to be able to trust you there, too. You do have to be able to be sent sometimes, which comes with the physicality. But, yeah, I think that they probably want somebody who can go up and bully some of those big wide receivers, because that was maybe the key to their entire defense last year. Let's be honest. What made their defense great last year was their ability to stop number one wide receivers at a time in the league when it is not particularly easy. So when you got to go up against Jamar Chase, who won't say Patrick Mahomes' name now.
Yeah, we'll play that audio again next hour.
Second option, by the way, for him in the post is to just use like a Breaking Bad gif.
Say my name.
Yeah. Yeah, he could just do that instead, you know, if that makes him feel better. Second option for him on the social thing. Patrick Mahomes will figure it out. But so, you know, like Jamar Chase, or we saw it, like Justin Jefferson. They did really, that was before he was hurt. They did really well against big physical number one wide receivers. Shockingly well against those last season. Well, that was because they had a big physical corner who wasn't afraid to, like, pick on him a little bit. And the rest of the secondary could pick up the slack because McDuffie can be on an island. You do need some good play out of there. I have faith that Joshua Williams or Jalen Watson, whoever wins the job, or let's say Nazi Johnson, who did leave practice early today due to an injury, whoever wins that job, I think is going to be good enough at the job.
Well,
let's be honest.
It's based off the last question there and the name that was mentioned. And I know we don't talk about position coach much. I'm not going to try to get too detailed with that. But like Dave Merritt has a great reputation.
A couple teams tried to pluck him away.
Niners, 49ers.
Yeah.
His son, I think, is a very, very talented high school player. He's going to be in college. I think he just – was it Alabama his son committed to? Or was it Bama? I think it was Bama.
It might have been Bama. Pretty good college.
Anyway, so
– if Alabama recruits being, you, just, probably don't stay.
Dave Merritt's great at developing players. We've seen it time and time again in Kansas City. And so that also, I think, gives you some more faith in the ability to get the most out of Josh Williams or Nazi Johnson or Jalen Watson. But I would right now, like if you're saying, who do you think will end up as a number two corner? I would say Josh Williams right now.
I think it seems like they want to give him the job, even though I thought, if you go back to the rookie season, I thought they wanted it to be Jalen Watson.
But he had all the picks. That's why. That stood out.
Yeah.
That's what stood out.
He had
that all
big
the picks.
Pick against Herbert and a million other things. It just kind of felt like it was going to be him because they went to him first. When they had little injuries at corner, they went to him first.
They did.
But now, the closer and closer and further down the road they've gone to Joshua Williams more. Now, I'll say, Watson they pretty much used him in a timeshare last year. Williams and Watson pretty much played the same.
In fairness to
– Watson was hurt.
Yeah, I was say, that was – in fairness, we didn't know it until the end of the season. Was it a shoulder injury or something like that?
Yeah, a labrum surgery.
For Jalen Watson. He chose to play all year with it. They offered him the ability to go get surgery, and he said, I can play through this, and he did. And I'm sure that impacted his level of play, too. By now, you would think he's also good to go. That's a nice thing we've seen so far. Nobody was on a yellow jersey to start camp this year or anything like that. Last year it was Isaiah Pacheco. Now there's been the – three things, you know, one's an illness for Xavier Worthy. Today, we're going to hopefully find out it's not a big deal for the knee injury for Nazi Johnson, the foot injury for Justin Watson. So, last year, we were already talking about Kadarius Toney being done for a long time.
London,
right?
Yeah,
the punt return. So, they're already, good spot right now.
Yeah, so far.
People are going to text in and be mad at me for saying that. But it's just the truth. camp observations as we're up here in St. Joe. Practice ended a little warmer today than Monday. I'll say that.
It's toasty.
It's a little toasty.
Supposed to be like 100 Monday next week, man.
Yeah, thank you for reminding me.
Supposed to be real hot on Friday.
Yes, thanks. Thank you. You bring in the kiddie pool that you talked
about? I kind of want to, man. You know what? Where are those like fans that those like middle-aged moms had when we were kids?
Well, we've got this Giants fan that I'm going to turn. During the break, I'm going to turn the fan.
Smart.
And they're all on. They shut off all the fans. We're turning those bad boys
back on. You
guys
going to buy frog togs?
Can you just say cooling towels?
Frog togs. I'm going to call them what they're called.
Are they paying you to say their brand name? It is a cooling towel.
Maybe. That's just what we call
them. They should start paying you.
I had to bring towels today to protect the equipment because our cameras were overheating. That's the best I can do.
Yes. It's a little warmer. We've been through this before, but it's a little warmer.
It's a two-shower day.
Oh, no question.
I mean, it's a...
No question.
Shower number two will be the second I get home.
That's right. We are broadcasting live from the Comcast Business Tent, powering possibilities. We're also on video. You can check us out on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. Up next, we'll get you caught up on what's trending not only around camp here, but around the sports world, and we'll get right back into that leadoff spot with the Royals. With the trade deadline less than a week away, is that an area that they should go target in the market? We'll do that next.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.